Hi everyone, this is my second Ramble Fab. Thank you for all the messages on the last one. I read all of them and they mean a lot to me. Totally don't need validation from strangers on the internet, but yeah, it's fun, it's great. So basically, some people ask me why I got interested in the industry. I guess I'd say a mix of it being enjoyable to do as well as aesthetically pleasing to watch in terms of strip and burlesque and things along those lines. Pole dancing, but specifically like sexualized pole dancing, like that at strip clubs. I found it like doing it, or at least like in the privacy of my own home or studio, like I found that enjoyable, and I love watching a good burlesque show. So I want to participate in the industry in some way, shape or form at some point in my life. So at least for now, that's this. I guess I was wondering, since this is all audio stuff, is there a consensus about how people feel about knowing how the VA looks, the voice actor? Like, this is hard. Because I can imagine for some people, like, they'd be curious and want to know, but for other people it might, like, ruin, like, whatever they're imagining. So let me know, like, because I personally wouldn't be opposed to at least, like, photos of my body being out there. But if that, like, ruins the effect, let me know. Someone asked me why I've never finished. That's an interesting question. I think overall, yeah, the feeling gets a bit either A, overwhelming, or B, I get bored. which is sad. But yeah, definitely going to look into some toys. If y'all have any recommendations, let me know. I've always been a really creative person, or, well, I'm not saying what I've created is necessarily good, but I've enjoyed creating things, but I get really focused on whether it's up to my standards or not, and it leads to me often not creating anything at all. I don't know, like, a lot of you probably can relate to that kind of perfectionism. And so it kind of gets to me with this kind of stuff. I'm trying to, like, tell myself not to overthink it, because this is, like, my first time just, like, talking into microphone, recording myself, having, like, a conversation. So definitely still feeling nervous about that. In terms of what kind of scripts I've been working on, based on, like, everyone's saying do what you're into, and that, yeah, definitely makes sense. But also wanted some kind of ideas to prompt me along in what I'm into. But I'd say, I've definitely been working. I've been working on cock worship scripts and breeding ones. I'm writing them myself, so I will do script fills at some point if I come across something that resonates with me. But I'm trying to get good at writing them myself. Also, I've never written erotic stuff before, so it's kind of confused me as to whether I'm doing it right or not sometimes. But so far, I think from your feedback, it's going pretty okay. Oh my god. I thought I might go in. I've had some questions about my sexual orientation, so thought I might go into that. I want to do maybe like an Ask Me Anything at some points. I mean, not that I'd answer anything, but it is NSFW, so like I'd answer a lot. So if you've got anything you want to ask me, just either comment it or DM it. I mean, honestly, for myself, I don't really have a label for my sexuality. I don't really know, to be honest. I know I'm into guys, and I also know that ladies are cool. So, really into guys who are like dumb on the outside, but like sub on the inside. That's hot as fuck. Ladies, I'm more of a femme for femme kind of person, but I'm honestly flexible with, I know those aren't, they're not equivalents. I wasn't meaning to say them like they're equivalents, but they're just like, I'm into femmes, doesn't necessarily mean top or bottom or sub or dom, but, yeah, so I haven't had a relationship with a woman before, though. Fuck. I'm so wet right now. Definitely on my list of things to do is buy a toy, because I feel like that will definitely switch things up a little bit. But this feels good too. Three fingers now. Hard not to squeeze my legs together.
I went to pole class today. It's good. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I'll talk to you later.